in October, November, and December. Those merchants that report quarterly, you would receive that in December. I just looked at, so yes, we need to be able to answer any questions that were asked in regard to it. If we don't know the answer, then we need to search it out and be able to answer it the next time, is my thoughts. In regard to the difference between the quarter and the eighth, it was said also by our sheriff about the building of the pod. And if the people elected to collect the three-eighths, I said between a quarter and an eighth, between a quarter and three-eighths, if the people elected and to do that, then the county commission should be held to living to where that they would put aside a certain amount of that money to prepare for if and when this pod had to be built, that they would not have to be paying interest on the funds, that they would be being able to pay that amount. And so the people would, everything is open to the public and the people right now, the need for it. And that's what I don't have that paper in front of me, I don't think. But the Taney County Commission, since 2008 and since you sat up here in this chair, has been going into reserves. The revenues and expenses have not, the revenues have not been great enough to handle the expenses that Taney County has the way that it is and has been operated.
Well, to that point, I must say that I respect your situation and mm-hmm. services are needed. I think I can see that there's a need there. But it seems very important that the public, and hopefully the newspaper will run something for you to make the public aware what the need is and the time and all the different things that go into this.
I'm an advocate to support our juvenile office. There's going to be an unfunded mandate coming up on the, January 1st, 2021, next year, all 17-year-olds will come under the jurisdiction of the juvenile courts. And, I know that the state provides some help, but not enough to get them through it. And, I don't know what the impact for sure is going to be, but it's not going to be less on the handling of, all juvenile, 17-year-olds.
You mean it's going to cost more to handle them as a juvenile than it does in a sheriff as an inmate?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's why I was pleasantly surprised. I asked someone sitting next to me, our treasurer, if I heard our juvenile officer, director, statement was just $1,000 a year. It said $800 to $1,000 a year. And our sheriff said we had two, I think, that was in the jail that would, go there. The statement that she made and I wrote down was $800 to $1,000 a year.
Well, I do know that, like I said, we don't know. There's a lot of unknowns on that, but it is not going to reduce anything as far as the juvenile caseloads. But I'll research that some more.
Yeah, I was surprised on that.
I'm thankful that you mentioned unfunded mandate, because that's been an issue. County commissions have been battling for years and years. And the general public probably is not aware of the situations that it puts on the county commission's budget when there's mandates to do things and no funds that come with it. So might be a good thing to get out there to the public. Then I would ask the question of the commission, are there unfunded mandates? Can you point to unfunded mandates that have caused us to cause the commission to be in the position that they need more sales tax? Is that part of the reason? If so, why? You know, what place was that?
I agree. That's something I want to know too, and I've heard that statement. Something that our governor has promised is our prisoner pro diem, that will be paid back until they're raising. Once again, these are items that our sheriff could speak to better. But I know we just recently received a large check, and I want to make a statement what it was, but I don't want to without it being correct. And so if our treasurer's not here, do you remember she just sent it?
I do remember.
That is the pledge that our governor's made, that everyone throughout the state will be paid current on that. I've heard our sheriff say that it costs more to house a prisoner than what is allowed on that, but that's a positive thing. The salaries, if I looked at just the salaries of the offices we're talking, and I rounded them up just on, and that's $4,595,000. And so, as we all know, okay, I wanted to say $305,000 we just received the prisoner per diem from the treasurer. I mean, not from the treasurer, the treasurer reported to us that the state had sent.
Well, I don't want to take too much time with you. The other comment, my last one, would be that if this tax was to go through, I'm guessing that that would put us over 10% sales tax at the Super Walmart in Ransom. Because I know we're at 9-something now. Mm-hmm. I'm quite confident.
Four says 8.35. Hollister, I think, is that.
I know years ago I heard him say that 8% was kind of the deal. You better not go over 8 or you're going to have folks go someplace else. Now we're looking at 10%.
Well, those are TIF. You're in a TIF district there.
That is a TIF district.
Yes.
But even if it's
Ransom
not
Hills
TIF,
and the Landing.
TIF district doesn't increase your sales tax.
That doesn't increase
the
sales tax.
They have a SID. They have an extra tax there in that district. I believe I'm correct on that. You can check on it.
Sales tax, SID. I thought you said TIF. I'm sorry.
I did. You're in a TIF district and also a SID district, Community Improvement District.
Yeah, because TIF district doesn't increase
sales tax. Right. It just property tax.
Yes. But the SID gives you the option, the Community Improvement District. You have the option of putting the sales tax on, and some have, and I don't know if it's 1% there, but the sales tax is greater there than it is if you're in that district, community improvement district.
Just thinking of a limit. Is there a limit for how much sales tax we're going to ask for?
There was a bill last year that was put up on it. It didn't pass, but there was a bill that was put up.
Thank you for the question.
We've operated on sales tax since the county went with it in all our road and bridge, our sewer, and our county GCR. And on the GCR, when we went to the sales tax, we took the property tax off. When I say we, I'm talking about the county, not... before that, they had property tax on the real estate and the personal property. And we are one of the few counties throughout the state that does not have property tax on the bills. And, of course, the reason that we do much better for the people of the county by operating on sales tax. And that reason is her tourist.
Yep.
That's not putting all the burden on the shoulders of the residents, because the way I understand is it was believed at that time the tourists use the amenities that are within the county, and by paying the sales tax, they're helping furnish those.
Thanks again for listening.
Yeah. I have a sheet you're welcome to that over the years that showing our expenses and our revenues and what's come at this point, where we're at now, what we did this year, which was much greater out of the reserve than I dreamed or wanted. And I was told in 2017 when I moved to this position, we can't continue the pattern we are. We've got to go a different direction. In saying that, we can't continue to increase taking out reserves. And when it looked like that we were doing better and going to go a different direction, then something would happen. We would lose a fire panel in the jail, or we've got a parking lot that is right now closed that we're waiting on the engineers to give us the plans to repair so that we can go back parking there.
Since you brought that up, do you have, what's your forecast? How much longer, if you don't have an additional tax, will your reserves hold?
This is just this commissioner's figures. I don't have the page in front of me where I did. That's the reason I asked the treasurer what we begin with this year, what we begin with last year. I had those figures. I wanted to, so we took $1 million out of reserves this year, $1,044,000. And we started with $6,160,000. We began this year with $5,115,000. So just that, and I have another page that I went, instead of the million going, last year it was $676,000 we took out of reserves. In 2015 was our smallest year out of, but still we went out of reserves, $138,000. So our years, and the outside auditor says we should at the minimum have a quarter. Is now, this is by memory in speaking with him, a quarter, be able to furnish a quarter of our expenses out of reserves at a minimum. We'll be below that. I'm sorry, sir, the auditor. Yes, we should have in reserves that if something didn't happen, to be able to cover one quarter expenses out of it.
So you're saying you're already there?
We're not there right now, but with the increase of the salary increase does not affect county, to keep county employees and having the minimum wage continuously go up and I don't have my figures in front of me, but I do know that, like you said, last year we went out of reserve $1 million. Each year we're going to be increasing those figures because the age of the buildings continuously grows. So you're continuously having to do repairs on those, if not just repairs, but replacements. This building, the county building itself, has not had any major construction upgrades to it that I know of, including some of the windows are still single pane. Some of the dual pane windows have been there for 15, 20 years, losing its gases to keep the cool and heat air. So then we're using the heat and air quite substantially. So our costs for the buildings are continuously increasing.